Today is Thursday, the 13th of February, in the fifth week of ordinary time. The choir of Winchester Cathedral sings the Kyrie from William Byrd's Mass for Five Voices. Kyrie eleison, Christi eleison, Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Mark.
From there Jesus set out and went away to the region of Tyre. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know he was there. Yet he could not escape notice. But a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit immediately heard about him, and she came and bowed down at his feet. Now the woman was a Gentile, of Syro-Phoenician origin. She begged him to cast the demon out of her daughter. He said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." But she answered him, "Sir, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." Then he said to her, "For saying that, you may go. The demon has left your daughter." So she went home, found the child lying on the bed, and the demon gone.
What's your first reaction when you hear this story of the Syrophoenician woman and Jesus? Does Jesus seem a bit harsh in what he says at first to her, as if he is comparing her people to dogs? Does she seem a bit cheeky in the way she takes him on? Or do you admire her wit and her pluck? And what about the outcome? It seems that this woman is rewarded for her retort, for not accepting what seemed like a brush-off. Jesus, whom we rarely see concede an argument to anyone, concedes to her and heals her daughter. Does that surprise you? Impress you? As you listen to the reading again, imagine yourself as the woman, having the nerve, the cheek perhaps, to speak like this with Jesus. Notice how you feel in the role of this woman during and after this remarkable exchange.
From there Jesus set out and went away to the region of Tyre. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know he was there. Yet he could not escape notice. But a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit immediately heard about him, and she came and bowed down at his feet. Now the woman was a Gentile, of Syro-Phoenician origin. She begged him to cast the demon out of her daughter. He said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." But she answered him, "Sir, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." Then he said to her, "For saying that, you may go. The demon has left your daughter." So she went home, found the child lying on the bed, and the demon gone.
Have that same nerve, that same cheek now, and speak frankly to the Lord in these last moments of the prayer time. Tell him what you really think, what you really feel, what you really want from him. Thank you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.